بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن أحسن الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. So today's lesson number 66 in our series on أعلام السنة المنشورة with the commentary of various mashayikh. And in the previous lesson we were looking at Al-Qadr and the various levels of Qadr which is written. So we discussed the first level of the four, which is Allah's knowledge. Then we looked at the writing, and within the level of writing there are five levels mentioned by the scholars on the basis of the evidences, and from them is the general decree, which is in the preserved tablet. Then there is some scholars mention the decree that relates to the apportioning of the people of paradise and the people of hellfire. And this is when the souls are taken from the offspring of Adam is taken from his back, and they are apportioned, a portion for the hellfire, a portion for paradise. Then there is the decree which is al-umuri, which is each specific person's details, his lifespan, whether wretched or happy, and his provision. And this one relates to this particular decree is in terms of the outcome of the end result, right? So it's, is in hell, is in paradise, what's the lifespan and what's the sum of his provision? And then after that, you have the other two levels, one which is the yearly, and then there is the daily. And the first three are not subject to any change, because they are taken from the, they are in relation to the Lawhul Mahfuz. And the last two, which is the yearly and the daily, as Sheikh Saleh al-Sheikh mentioned, that they are the ones which in which affirmation or erasing or affirming can take place. And that's because the way that they are taken by the angels, or the way that they are written in what the angels have, it's written in a like a connected form or a conditional form. So we discussed all of these issues in the previous lesson. Those five levels were mentioned in a general sense. So here, from this point onwards, the questions from Sheikh Al-Hafiz Al-Hakami rahimahullah, they look at the evidence for each of these five types one by one. So now we are looking at evidence for the five types of writing, the kitaba, which is the second level. So this takes us to question 143. And he says, ما دليل التقدير الأزلي? What is the evidence for the decree that is الأزلي, which is eternal? So he says, قال الله تعالى, Allah the Exalted said, ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها. No affliction befalls you in the earth, nor in your own selves, except that it is in a book before we bring it out, before we bring it into existence. And then he goes on to say, وَفِي الصَّحِيحِ, in the compilation, Sahih compilation of Al-Bukhari, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ مَقَادِيرَ الْخَلَائِقِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بِخَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةِ وَعَرْشُهُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ. Allah wrote, and in another version it says Qaddar Allah, which also means to write in that context, that Allah wrote the decrees of the heavens and the earth. Allah wrote the decrees of the creation before He created the heavens and the earth by 50,000 years, and His throne was above the water. The hadith in Muslim. Sahih Muslim, that is. And then he also said, وَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِنَّ أَوَّلَ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْقَلَمْ فَقَالَ لَهُ أُكْتُبْ فَقَالَ رَبِّ مَا وَمَا أَكْتُبْ قَالَ أُكْتُبْ مَقَادِيرَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى تَقُومَ السَّاعَةِ. When Allah first created the pen, He said to it, write. And it said, O my Lord, and what shall I write? And He said, write the decrees of everything until the establishment of the hour. And likewise, the hadith which is in Al-Bukhari, وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أبا هريرة جف القلم بما أنت لاقٍ. He said, O Abu Huraira, the pen has already dried regarding that which is going to come to you, regarding that which you are going to meet, meaning from the decrees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is question 143, and Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi rahimahullah doesn't have any commentary upon that. There's a small commentary from Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, and he says, so the first type of written decree, التقدير العام, the general overall decree or predetermination, which is that which is written in the preserved tablet. And this happened before the creation of the heavens and the earth by 50,000 years, while His throne was above the water. And Shaykh al-Islam, rahimahullah, min Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, he said, ilmullah ta'ala, as-sabiq, ثابت لا يتغير وأما الصحف التي بأيدي الملائكة فيلحقها المهو والإثبات. So he said that Allah's knowledge, the exalted, Allah's prior knowledge is established, it never changes. And as for that which is in the scrolls, which is in the hands of the angels, then it is subject to erasing and affirming. Erasing and affirming. And so in the previous lesson, at the end, someone asked the question about why is it called At-Taqdeer Al-Azali, Al-Azali. Why is it called eternal decree? And when we speak of the decree, we have to remember that it is knowledge and writing. So everything in the decree is already in Allah's knowledge. And Allah's knowledge is eternal. So He eternally knows that which is going to take place in this creation or in any other creation that he might create. And so therefore, because that's from His knowledge, and He knows that which He will create, He knows His own actions, and He knows the actions of His creatures. So from that angle, because of the element of ilm, of knowledge. But as for the writing, obviously the writing is not eternal, because Allahul Mahfuz is something created, the pen is something created. So as we mentioned that in the previous lesson. So as Ibn Taymiyyah says, that the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala, the prior knowledge of Allah, is ثابت لا يتغير, it does not change. So then the next question is question 144, and this is the evidence for the next level. ما دليل التقدير العمري يوم الميثاق. Right, so now this is the decree. What is the evidence for the decree that relates to the life, like each person's life, on the day of the covenant, on the day of the ميثاق, on the day of the covenant? So he says, قال الله تعالى, and he mentions that ayah in Surah Al-A'raf, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا. So in this ayah, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, when your Lord took from Bani Adam, when he took from Bani Adam from their backs, their offspring, and He made them testify concerning themselves, am I not your Lord? And they said, yes, we bear witness, we bear witness. Now regarding this ayah, Sheikh Hafiz goes on to mention numerous ahadith that explain this ayah, and one of them is what is narrated through Ishaq bin Rahuya rahimahullah, that a man came and he said, O Messenger of Allah, are the actions initiated, meaning afresh, or has the decree already preceded? So he, alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, Inna Allah ta'ala lamma akhraja dhurriyyata Adam min dhahrihi ashhadahum ala anfusihim thumma afada bihim fi kaffihi faqal ha'ula'i lil jannah wa ha'ula'i lil nar. He said, when Allah the Exalted, He took out the offspring of Adam from his back, He made them testify concerning themselves, and then He took some of them in his hand, and He said, these ones are for paradise, and these ones are for hellfire. Then He said, فَأَهْلَ الْجَنَّةِ مُيَسَّرُونَ لِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ وَأَهْلُ النَّارِ مُيَسَّرُونَ لِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. So thereafter, the people of paradise, who are apportioned for paradise, then it will be made easy for them to do the deeds of the people of paradise. And the people of hellfire, it will be made easy for them to do the deeds of the people of hellfire. Likewise, and this hadith is related by At-Tabarani, Shaykh al-Bani rahimahullah declares it to be authentic, sahih. Likewise, in Al-Muwatta, that Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, he was asked about this ayah. About this ayah. And he said, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, I heard Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam being asked about it. And he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى خَلَقَ آدَمْ ثُمَّ مَسَحَ ظَهْرَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ حَتَّى اسْتَخْرَجَ مِنْهُ ذُرِّيَّةً فَقَالَ خَلَقْتُ هَؤُلَاءِ لِلْجَنَّةِ وَبِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ يَعْمَلُونَ. He said that indeed Allah the Blessed and Exalted, He created Adam, then He touched his back with His right hand until his offspring came out, extracted his offspring. Then He said, I created these ones for paradise, and the actions of paradise will they do. ثُمَّ مَسَحَ ظَهْرَهُ فَاسْتَخْرَجَ مِنْهُ ذُرِّيَّةً فَقَالَ خَلَقَتُ هَؤُلَاءِ لِلنَّارِ وَبِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ يَعْمَلُونَ. Then He touched his back and took out from that a certain amount of offspring, and He said, I created them for the hellfire, and will the actions of hellfire will they do. And likewise, He mentions the hadith of At-Tirmidhi from the hadith of Abdullah bin Amr radiyallahu anhu, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He came out to us, and in His hand were two books. And He said, do you know what these two books are? And He said, and they said, no, O Messenger of Allah, unless you tell us. So He said, this which is in the right hand, He said, this is a book, هذا كتاب من رب العالمين فيه أسماء أهل الجنة وأسماء آبائهم وقبائلهم. This is a book in which a book from the Lord of the Worlds, in which is the names of the people of paradise and the names of their fathers and their tribes. And then He mentioned the rest in general, and He said, they will not be added to, nor will they be taken away from. Meaning that all the inhabitants of paradise are known and specified by the name and the tribes and so on. Then He said, regarding that book which was in His left hand, this is a book from the Lord of the Worlds. Within it is the names of the people of hellfire and the names of their fathers and their tribes And then he mentioned the rest. And they will not be added to, nor will they be taken away from at all. So then the companion said, فَفِيمَ الْعَمَلُ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِنْ كَانَ عَمْرًا قَدْ فُرِغَ مِنْهِ. They said, so then what is the point of action then? What is the point of action if the affair has already been decreed and decided? So he said, فَقَالْ سَدِّدُوا وَقَارِبُوا. He said, be straight and be close. فَإِنَّ صَاحِبَ الْجَنَّةِ يُخْتَمُ لَهُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ وَإِنْ عَمِلَ أَيَّ عَمَلِ. He said, because the person of paradise, his life will be sealed with the actions of the people of paradise. No matter what action he does, his life will be sealed upon the actions of the people of paradise. وَإِنَّ صَاحِبَ النَّارِ يُخْتَمُ لَهُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ وَإِنْ عَمِلَ أَيِّ عَمَلٍ. Likewise, the people of hellfire, he will be sealed, his life will be sealed with the actions of the people of hellfire, no matter what other action he might do. And then the Messenger of Allah, he said, he threw them and he said, فَرَغَ رَبُّكُمْ مِنَ الْعِبَادِ فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. That your Lord has, that he is done and finished with respect to the servants, meaning the decrees of the servants and what their outcome is. A party in paradise and a party in hellfire. So that ayah regarding the mithaq, the covenant, and these various ahadith, all of which mention that, this shows the second level of writing, which is the inhabitants of paradise and the inhabitants of hellfire. So this leads us to, there's some commentary here from Shaykh Ahmed Al-Najmi rahimahullah, and he says, that he mentions another hadith, that there is another hadith which is reported by At-Tirmidhi, and Shaykh Al-Bani rahimahullah declared it to be Hassan. He said there's also another hadith that Allah Azza wa Jal, when he created Adam and from his back he extracted all of his offspring in the form of tiny specks, and the prophets had light over them, and Adam alayhi salam, he saw a man with a great amount of light, and his lifespan was 60 years, meaning that the lifespan of everyone was written between his eyes. So he said, oh my Lord, who is this on whom I see light and his life is 60 years? He said, this is your son Dawood, from the later nations. And he said, I see that his lifespan is 60 years. So then he said, this is what I have apportioned for him, O Adam. So he said, O my Lord, give him from my lifespan 40 years. So then the angels were brought and they were made to witness this, and it was written in a book, meaning this 40 years given to Dawood alayhi salam. And then after that, when Adam alayhi salam was sent down from paradise, and his life was 1,000 years when he was sent down to the earth, and he was counting for himself, and it is said that he remained in paradise for perhaps 250 or so years. And when he was sent down from paradise, he began to count the time that was spent, and he counted 960 years altogether. And then the angel of death came to him and said to him, am I taking your soul? Or he said to him, are you taking my soul, or are you just visiting? To the angel of death. So he said, I'm coming to take the soul. So then Adam said, but there are 40 years left of my life. And so he said, did you not give them to your son, Dawood? So he said, I did not give him anything. And so here, فَنَسِيَ Adam, this means that Adam forgot. فَنَسِيَتْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُ. And so likewise, he forgot the offspring. And Adam alayhi salam, he denied, you know, he denied this, and so his offspring denied as well. Meaning this is something of nisyan, which is a characteristic of Adam alayhi salam and his offspring. And this is one of the manifestations of this, that he forgot that he gave 40 years of his life to Dawood alayhi salam. So what does this show? The Shaykh says, وَهَذَا أَيْضًا يَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الْأَعْمَارِ كَانَتْ مُقَدَّرَةً مُنْذُ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ آدَمَ وَمُنْذُ مَسَحَ ذَحْرَةً. This shows that all of the lifespans were decreed since Allah created Adam and since he extracted from his back. So what we take from all of these then, that the second type of written decree is the lifespan of each person and whether in paradise or in hellfire. And as for Shaykh Al-Thameen, rahimahullah, he just has a brief sentence on the same thing. The next question, which is 145, ما دليل التقدير العمري الذي عند أول تخليق النطفة. What is the evidence for the decree, the predetermination that relates to the life, the individual life, the lifespan? When the nutfah is first created. So, Shaykh Hafiz, rahimullah, he says, قال الله تعالى, Allah the Exalted, he said, هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِكُمْ إِذْ أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ وَإِذْ أَنْتُمْ أَجِنَّةٌ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. He is most knowledgeable of you when he created you out of the earth, and when you are a jinnah, like when you are the fetuses in the wombs of your mothers. So do not purify yourselves, do not praise and purify yourselves, for he is more knowledgeable of the one who truly fears him, who truly fears him. Then he mentions the hadith, وَفِي الصَّحِيحَيْنِ in Bukhari and Muslim, قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The hadith, the famous hadith, indeed, the creation of one of you is brought together in the womb of his mother for 40 days as a nutfa. Then he is an alaqa for the same period. Then he is a mudgha for the same period. Then Allah sends an angel and it blows the soul. And it is commanded with four things: with writing his provision and his lifespan and his action and whether happy or wretched. And then he says, for الذي لا إله غيره إن أحدكم لا يعمل بعمل أهل الجنة حتى ما يكون بينه وبينها إلا ذراعا فيسبق عليه الكتاب فيعمل بعمل أهل النار فيدخلها. He said, by him besides whom there is no deity worthy worship, indeed one of you does the deeds of the people of paradise until there is only between him and it an arm span, and the book overcomes him, and he does the action of the people of hellfire, and he enters into it. وَإِنَّ أَهَدَكُمْ لِيَعْمَلُوا بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ حَتَّى مَا يُكُونُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهَا إِلَّا ذِرَاءٌ فَيَسْبِقُ عَلِيهِ الْكِتَابِ فَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ فَيَدْخُلُهَا, and vice versa. Indeed, one of you, he does the deeds of the people of hellfire until there is not between him and it except an arm span, and the book overrides him or overcomes him, meaning the decree, and he does the deeds of the people of paradise and he enters into it. And so Shaykh Ahmed al-Najmi, rahimahullah, he says about this, this is evidence for at-taqdeer al-umri. This is evidence for the decree that relates to the individual lifespan. And this is when the nutfa, the drops, they are lodged into the womb and the creation begins. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he wants to create out of it a creation, meaning a being. Then Allah Azza wa Jal, he sends an angel, and the angel comes to the womb, and this is after 4 months of the presence of the nutfa in the womb. And the angel asks his Lord, what is its provision? What is its lifespan? What is its action? And is it wretched or is it happy? So Allah then gives the angel the command, that details, and he writes it down. And so this is at-taqdeer al-umri. And likewise, Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, he has some comment on this regarding this. There's an interesting comment about this and the ahadith which have come regarding this. And he says that, so the third type of written decree is that which is written upon the fetus in the womb. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he said in Shifa'ul Alil that these ahadith and reports which have been gathered regarding this decree for the provision of the servant and his lifespan, whether wretched or happy, and while he's in the womb of his mother, the time that has been mentioned is actually varies. So for example, in the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu that we just read, it comes after 120 days. It is mentioned 120 days after the nutfa enters into the womb. But in the hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu, again reported by Muslim, authentic, it is not, the time is not given. And then in the hadith of Hudhayfa bin Asid, the time given in that hadith is 40 days. And that hadith is also in Sahih Muslim, in Muslim. And then in the hadith, in another hadith, it is 40 nights. That's also in Sahih Muslim. And in another hadith, it is 42 nights. That hadith is also in Muslim. And yet in another hadith, it is mentioned 43 nights, and that is also in Sahih Muslim. So how do we combine and unite between all of these hadith? Because it seems to be that something happens at 40 days or thereabouts, and then at 120. So how do we reconcile? And the Sheikh says that there are two considerations. There's one which precedes the blowing of the soul, and this is when the actual formation starts to begin, which is after the first 40 days. So this is when the first occurrence happens. And then there is the blowing of the soul, which is connected to the soul, right? So the first one is the formation of the body, and the second one is the combination between the soul and the body. The soul and the body. This is at 120 days. And so therefore he says, فَصَارَ التَّقْدِيرُ مُعَلَّقًا بِمَبْدَأِ الْجَسَدِ وَمَبْدَأِ الرُّوحِ. So in other words, that this taqdeer is connected to the beginnings of the body as it starts to form, which is after 40 days, and the beginning of the soul when it first enters into the body, and so the life, you know, actually begins when it counts as an actual life. And so this is the commentary of Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. And so this leads us to question 146. And so this one, the Sheikh says, مَا دَلِيلُ تَقْدِيرُ الْحَوْلِ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدَرِ. What is the evidence for the yearly decree on Laylatul Qadr? So he says, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ أَمْرًا مِنْ عِنْدِنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا مُرْسِلِينَ. This is in Surah Ad-Dukhan. Where he mentions this night, within which every wise affair is determined, a command from us, indeed ever we are those who send, to the end of the ayat. وقال ابن عباس رضي الله عنه, he said, يكتب من أم الكتاب في ليلة القدر ما يكون في السنة من موت أو حياة ورزق ومطر حتى الحجاج يقال يحج فلان وَيَحُجُّ فُلَانٌ. So Ibn Abbas, he said that from the Ummul Kitab, from the Lawhul Mahfuz, on the night of Al-Qadr, it is taken from that and written what will happen in the next year of the death of someone or the life of someone, the provision of someone for that year, the rains for that year, until even those who are going to do Hajj. It is said, so-and-so will do Hajj, so-and-so will do Hajj. وَكَذَا قَالَ الْحَسَنُ وَسَعِيدُ مِنِ الْجُبَيْرِ وَمُقَاتِلْ وَأُبُوَ عَبْدُ الرَّحْمَنِ السُّلَّمِ وَغَيْرِهِمْ وَغَيْرُهُمْ. And so others also said the same thing, Al-Hasan, Sa'id al-Jubayr, Muqatil, and Abu Abdul Rahman al-Sulami. So regarding this, then Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi has some commentary. And he says, on this night, whatever Allah has decreed to happen, will happen, is written. And maybe a person, you know, will be walking, moving, going around, moving to and fro, yet it is written for him that he will be from the dead people in the following year, and he does not even know. Right? So, and then Sheikh Muthaymin, rahimullah, he says that At-Taqdeer, which is the fourth, Al-Rabi' At-Taqdeer Al-Hawli, which is that which occurs on Laylatul Qadr, and with it is written what is going to happen in the following year. So just a brief comment from Sheikh Muthaymin. Then the next one, which is question 147, ما دليل التقدير اليومي. What is the evidence for the daily decree? قال له تعالى كل يوم هو في شأن. Meaning every day Allah is engaged in an affair. And in the Sahih of Al-Hakim, he quotes the hadith, قال Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه, or the statement of Ibn Abbas, which is, this is declared da'if by Al-Albani rahimahullah, but the statement is, إِنَّ مِمَّا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لَوْحًا مَحْفُوظًا مِنْ ذَرَّةٍ بَيْضَاءَ دَفَتَاهُ مِنْ يَقُوتَةٍ حَمْرَاءَ قلمه نور وكتابه نور ينظر فيه كل يوم 360 نظرة أو مرة ففي كل نظرة منها يخلق ويرزق ويحيي ويميت ويعز ويضل ويفعل ما يشاء فذلك قوله تعالى كل يوم هو في شأن. So in this author from Ibn Abbas, he said that what Allah has created is the preserved tablet. And it is created from like a white stone or pearl, and it is has red stones, precious stones, and it is, its pen is made of light, and its writing or it's made of light. And Allah looks at it every day 360 looks or times. And in every look, he creates and he apportions provision and he gives life and he takes life and he raises and lowers or humiliates and he does whatever he wills. So meaning that the events for that day, this is how Allah brings them about. And this is the meaning of the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنٍ. Every day Allah is engaged in an affair. Meaning here that these are the decrees that Allah brings about by doing these things, creating, providing, giving life, taking life. And so this is from his, you know, from his qudra, his mashia and his qudra, which bring about the decrees that he already knows and which are already written. So he goes on to say that all of these decrees, they are like a detail of the prior decree, which is the eternal, which Allah has commanded the pen to write when he created the pen, and to write in the Lawhul Mahfuz. And this is what is meant in the other ayah in the Quran, in which Allah says, Inna kunna nastansikhu ma kuntum ta'malun. Indeed, we used to transcribe or write that which you used to do. وكل ذلك صادر عن علم الله الذي هو صفته تبارك وتعالى. And all of that arises or emanates from the knowledge of Allah, which is His description, the blessed and the exalted. So that's the speech of Sheikh Hafidh al-Hakimi. So commenting upon this, Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi rahimahullah, he says, regarding this ayah, in which Allah says, "Inna kunna nastansikhu ma kuntum ta'malun." Indeed, we used to transcribe or write down that which you used to do. What this means is, when the angels come to people and they write down what the people do, meaning the angels that take the turns, then they go to the heaven and they take the actions of that servant from the preserved tablet and they compare it between what he did and what they wrote, and you will find that it is exactly the same. So this means inna kunna nastansikhu ma kuntum ta'malun. The meaning here is that this citation, so to speak, from Allah al-Mahfuz, then this agrees with what the angels find. This is one particular interpretation. And another interpretation is that they take it from Allah's speech. There's two interpretations. The first one that we mentioned is the most correct, the closest one to what is correct. So the meaning here then is that at-taqdir al-umri and at-taqdir al-yawmi and at-taqdir al-aami al-sanawi, all of these are taken from al-lawh al-mahfuz. Right? So all of these types of decree that we mentioned, they are taken by the angels from al-lawh al-mahfuz. The general decree, the overall decree, obviously. At-taqdir al-aami, meaning the yearly decree, al-sanawi. So the yearly decree is taken from there. The daily decree, and likewise the life of each person, that is taken from Allahu al-Mahfuz. And regarding this, then there's a brief comment from Sheikh Muthaymeen, rahimahullah. And again, he says, some of the people of knowledge have mentioned about this ayah, يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنٍ. This is in Surah Al-Rahman. Then this means that every day Allah is making someone poor, making someone rich, taking someone out of existence, meaning taking his life, and bringing someone into existence. And He expands the provision for whom He wills, and He restricts the provision, and He brings or initiates the clouds and the rain. So all of these events which are happening on a daily basis, then Allah is engaged in bringing out that decree based upon his prior knowledge. So this brings us to the next question, 148. And this question follows on from the previous questions, because now that we understand the proofs and evidences that all of these types of written decree exist, then what is the implication of all of this upon us? And so this really, we're coming to, okay, so what is the main point behind all of this? And this is an important point that Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi will mention, and it will show to us how the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that when they heard these things about the pre-decree, and they asked, well, should we not rely upon the prior decree? And then they were given that advice by Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which basically they are commanded to take the asbab. And now we will see how did the companions react to that, right? So that's the point that we're coming to. And so in this question, Sheikh Hafidh al-Hakimi, he asks, مَاذَا يَقْتَدِيهِ سَبْقُ الْمَقَادِيرِ بِالشَّقَاوَةِ وَالسَّعَادَةِ, which is, what is necessitated by the fact that The decrees have already preceded. The decrees have already been written and preceded. And what does this necessitate or bring about or require in terms of the wretchedness and the happiness? In other words, what is the connection between these written decrees? What is the connection between this and between the outcome at the end of a person being wretched and a person being happy? So Sheikh Hafiz rahimullah, he says ittafaqat jami'ul kutub as-samawiyyah wa sunan an-nabawiyyah ala anna al-qadr as-sabiq la yamna'u al-'amal wa la yujibu al-ittikal 'alayhi. All of the revealed books and all of the prophetic traditions of the Sunan, they are agreed that the prior determination, the prior decree, does not prevent from action. It does not prevent you from acting. Nor does it obligate or necessitate relying upon the prior decree. Right? This is what you would expect, and this is what the companions asked the question. So he said, بَلْ يُجِبْ الْجِدْ وَالْإِجْتِهَادْ وَالْحِرْصْ عَلَى الْعَمَلِ الصَّالِحِ. On the contrary, they necessitate being serious and striving and being eager and zealous for righteous action. And this is when the Prophet ﷺ, when he informed his companions about the prior decree and that it will, that it is operative and that the pens have dried, and some of them said, shall we not rely upon our book, our written, meaning our written decree, and leave action? And he said, لا اعملوا وكل ميسر. He said, no, work deeds, do deeds, for everyone shall be facilitated. Then he mentioned the ayat from Surah Al-Layl, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى, to the end of the passage. He mentions that. And then he says, الْأَسْبَابِ فِي الْمَعَاشِ وَالْمَعَادِ, that there are ways and means, there are causes in the life and the hereafter. And Allah has made easy for each from His creation for that which Allah has decreed for him in the world and the hereafter. And so that is prepared for him and made easy for him. These affairs are made easy for him. فَإِذَا عَلِمَ الْعَبْدُ أَنَّ مَسَالِحَ آخِرَتِهِ مُرْتَبِطَةٌ بِالْأَسْبَابِ الْمُوَسِّلَةِ إِلَيْهَا كَانَ أَشَدَّ اجْتِهَادًا فِي فِعْلِهَا وَالْقِيَامِ بِهَا وَأَعْظَمَ مِنْهُ فِي أَسْبَابِ مَعَاشِهِ وَمَسَالِحِ دُنْيَاهِ. So he says, when a servant knows that the beneficial interests of the hereafter are tied to actual causes that lead to them, he will be even more intense and more severe in adopting them, in taking them, in acting upon them, and even more so than the causes in this life and the beneficial interests in this life. And this was well understood. وَقَدْ فَقِهَ هَذَا كُلَّ الْفِقْحِ مَنْ قَالَ مِنَ الصَّحَابَةِ لَمَّا سَمِعَ أَحَدِيثَ الْقَدَرِ مَا كُنْتُ أَشَدَّ اجْتِهَادًا مِنِّي الْآنِ. And this is the point here. He says that this point here, so let's step back a bit. So what he says is that once a person knows and understands that everything has already been decreed, but that those decrees are themselves tied to causes, asbab, ways and means that lead to those decreed outcomes, then a servant, understanding that, will be most eager and most zealous to adopt those ways and means in relation to the hereafter, more so than he adopts the ways and means in relation to his interests in the world. Right? So meaning, in the world, what are your interests? It is provision, it is ease, it is whatever it might be, and you strive and you take the ways and means, you work, you make effort, and whatever else. But for the hereafter, your striving will be even greater, right? Because you know
that things are by causes and effects. Things don't just happen. So Allah's decree isn't Allah's decree and it happens. Within Al-Qadr are the ways and the means, the causes. Everything happens by a cause. So the Sahaba, so in those ahadith that we heard earlier on about, you know, the pen drying and the decrees written and everybody, his destination, and the companions said, so why are we acting and should we not rely? And so the messenger taught them in his answers, if you recall, he taught them about the asbab, the ways and means. And each person, the ways and means will be facilitated for him for the end for which is decreed for him. Once the Sahaba understood that, as the Shaykh says here, وَقَدْ فَقِهَ هَذَا كُلَّ الْفِقْهِ مَنْ قَالَ مِنَ الصَّحَابَةِ لَمَا سَمِعَ أَحَادِيثَ الْقَدَرِ. So he said, this was understood in a most complete way by some of the Sahaba who, when they heard the ahadith of Al-Qadr, what did they say? They said, مَا كُنْتُ أَشَدَّ اجْتِحَادًا مِنِّي الآن. Which means that I wasn't as severe in striving, meaning in the causes, in the ways and means, than I am now. Right? So meaning that the ahadith of Al-Qadr should make you strive even more so in taking the ways and means, meaning for the hereafter, than if you had not heard those ahadith before that. Right? So this is the opposite of what a person would you know, maybe presume, that if the decree, because that's what the companions initially thought, and they asked the question, that, okay, well, if the decrees are written and our destination is decided then, so what's the point of action then? And then when they were told what they were told, which really is pointed towards the asbab, the ways and the means, and they realized that things don't happen except by ways and means, the causes and their effects, then they became even more determined and even more severe in striving, in taking the, you know, adopting the causes or the ways and means. So in here, obviously, these are the legislated ways and means in the Sharia for the benefits in the hereafter. And so he said, وَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِحْرِصْ عَلَى مَا يَنْفَأُكَ وَاسْتَعِمْ بِاللَّهِ وَلَا تَعْجَزْ. So he said, be eager for that which will benefit you. Seek aid from Allah and do not be incapable. Do not think yourself incapable or incapacitated. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم لما قيل له أرأيت دواء تتداوى به ورقاً نسترقيها هل ترد من قدر الله شيئا قال هي من قدر الله. Likewise, when it was said to him, do you see these medicines that we are using and these ruqa, these incantations that we are making, these ruqyas that we are making, do they repel anything from the qadr of Allah? He said, they are from the qadr of Allah. They are from the qadr of Allah. So this is an affirmation of the causes and their effects. يعني أن الله تعالى قدر الخير والشر وأسباب كل منهما. Meaning that Allah has decreed good and evil, and the causes of each of them as well, the good and the evil. So this is the answer to that question from Sheikh Hafiz Al-Hakimi rahimahullah. And what we'll do is we'll leave the commentary for that for the next lesson, insha'Allah ta'ala. So this brings us to an end of the discussion. Also, there's some discussion remaining. We'll finish that in the next lesson, insha'Allah ta'ala. But this brings us to the end of the discussion of the five levels of writing with respect to Al-Qadr. And then after that, we will look at the third level, which is the Mashi'ah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the will. We'll cover that in the next lesson. So that will bring today's lesson to a close. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.